Businesses have made great strides in recent years in becoming more inclusive for LGBTQ employees, according to the Human Rights Campaign. The advocacy organization rates workplaces every year on policies and practices pertinent to the LGBTQ community, and this year's report found the picture is better than ever. But another analysis completed by the HRC shows that there is still work to be done. The new report, A Workplace Divided, Understanding the Climate for LGBTQ Workers Nationwide, found that 46% of them are not open about their sexuality at work for fear of being stereotyped. Justin Unger leads the HRC's Arizona efforts, and I spoke with him more about the report recently and asked him first to break down some of the major findings here.
One of the most illuminating parts of the study is the double standard that LGBTQ workers still face today. While 80% of non-LGBTQ people agree that their LGBTQ coworkers should never have to hide who they are, the majority still think it's inappropriate to talk about sexual orientation and gender identity in the workplace. And the net effect of that is really what we see in this study, and that's half of all LGBTQ workers feel like they still have to hide who they are at work.
And you also found, right, that 53% of LGBT workers hear jokes about gay men or lesbians in the workplace. There's this finding about 1 in 5 LGBT workers say their colleagues have told them to dress in a more feminine or masculine way. So I want to talk about the results of that. Like, did these people who were surveyed here also report that they were unhappy in the workplace?
Well, that's exactly what they reported. About a third of people who remain closeted at work feel unhappy or depressed. And really, that is the consequence of hiding really critical parts of yourself while you're in your workspace. For anybody who wants to know what that's like, I would suggest imagining a conversation Monday morning where you describe what you did over the weekend. And then imagine omitting the most significant people from your life, whether that's your children, your spouse, your partner, boyfriend, or girlfriend. And I imagine that most people would come up with very little to say because they have to hide it. For LGBTQ people who are in the closet, this is a reality, not just for the first 5 minutes on a Monday. It's for where they spend a majority of their life, which is at work.
So let's talk a little bit about what's behind this. Is this at all the result of HR policies in workplaces around the country?
I think it's first really important to recognize that today a record number of businesses are doing the right thing to create LGBTQ inclusive environments. In fact, today 600 major employers in the United States earned a perfect 100 score on the Human Rights Campaign's Corporate Equality Index. And that's a measure of how equitably large businesses in the US treat their LGBTQ employees. So it's clear that major businesses employing millions of Americans are stepping up to ensure their workplaces are fully LGBTQ inclusive. Now, that said, while these corporate policies are advancing at a really encouraging rate, workplace culture, or the culture around the water cooler, is not changing at the same pace.
What challenges do LGBTQ workers still face at work? Are there obvious barriers that we don't think about?
When we ask people why they chose to remain closeted at work, LGBTQ people responded in a variety of ways. They're worried about being stereotyped at work. They're worried that they will make their coworkers uncomfortable. And really sadly, they're worried about the possibility of losing connections or relationships with their coworkers. In fact, something like 1 out of 5 LGBTQ coworkers avoid social interactions outside of their day-to-day duties altogether so that they don't have to experience this friction or making people uncomfortable.
So I know you've done studies like this in the past. Are the numbers getting any better?
The numbers are getting better. And again, corporations are certainly taking a step up. What's not really catching up, however, is these conversations around the water cooler. It's really important to acknowledge that non-LGBTQ workers' feelings toward their queer counterparts have been shaped by their upbringing. So while there's broad acceptance of LGBTQ people, we really haven't closed the chapter on how to end anti-LGBTQ biases that we see every day. And the way that we do that is to make the implicit, the idea that discrimination is unacceptable, and to make that explicit. And that's not something that's just done in the boardroom or by CEOs or the highest tiers of management. It's really done by folks like you and me, people who are coworkers, mid-level managers, senior leaders.
So there are things that you think employers can do, and you judge employers on that every year, I know. But how does this affect the whole workplace? Like, this affects more than just that employee who's not necessarily talking about everything going on in their lives, but it can really affect the culture of the whole workplace, right?
That's right. Well, what we know is when an employee can bring their full selves to work, not only is that the very best thing for the employee and for them to achieve the highest levels of success, it's also the best thing for the company so that they have a full complement of employees who are striving to achieve full levels of success. And currently, when LGBTQ employees feel like they're forced to remain in the closet, there's less engagement. Again, about a third of them feel depressed or sad at work. One out of five feel like they're distracted at work. And close to a third of them feel like they have to lie about their personal life and avoid interaction with their coworkers altogether. So yes, the net effect is less productivity in the workplace.
All right, that's Justin Ungo with the Human Rights Campaign in Arizona. Justin, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Thank you.